This is Local Lowdown, and we're here with Hearing Rumours. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Not bad. Fantastic. Not bad.
Your set was incredible, by the way. Well done. Kicking off the Crescent gig. How was it? How did you find it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Bloody hot.
Yeah, it was very
warm. It looks hot up there.
Yeah, it was very warm.
Go on then, elaborate. So, first on the set, what were your songs? Talk us through, people that haven't been to this gig. What did you sing?
Well, we played a lot of our own songs.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're looking for a singer at the moment, so it's...
Nice plug.
I like to start early, just to set it up. But, so we played lots of our own songs, a couple of covers, which was good, you know, stuff like Avalon, Foo Fighters, so that was good.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah, we did, yeah. We had fun.
Yeah.
If anyone who hasn't heard your stuff before, how would you describe your music style?
It's sort of, you know, hard rock, really, maybe.
Hard rock.
We mix a couple of genres, I think.
Bit of indie, maybe a little bit. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
If we're feeling.
Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If we're feeling gentle, you know.
I've actually never played Mr. Brightside in my entire life. I don't.
You've never? No, you didn't play it, what, 10 minutes ago?
I didn't play it tonight as the middle song in the set. I didn't.
Absolutely not.
You were nicely teasing the audience as well with Mr. Brightside, weren't you? I really enjoyed that.
I heard the whole crowd. I heard the whole crowd singing as well, which is quite nice.
Oh, that's sick. We couldn't hear it. Right.
Well, at least we had some form of a singer tonight.
And I'm completely new to this scene. How long have you guys been together as a band?
A good year.
Good year now.
Yeah. It feels longer, unfortunately.
Did you meet at Bandsock, or did you meet before that?
I actually met Arthur in JJ's in Halifax.
You poor thing.
I was in my pyjamas getting a Dr. Pepper, and there he was.
We had the most awkward conversation ever. Fergie was like, oh, I heard you play guitar, and I was like,
He saw me play guitar,
and he was like, oh. He was like, I can't even remember whether you said nice playing. You might have just been like, I like your guitar.
I actually think I did.
And speaking for a member who is unfortunately absent for this interview, how did you meet Will?
I met Will, actually.
You met Will.
I did play with him at Bandsock, actually. Yeah, we played some Thin Lizzy together. We played lots of Black Sabbath. We did like Black Sabbath.
Right.
So that was fun, yeah.
Yeah, and I met Will when Fergie was like, do you want to come on to a band party? So I was like, go on then. And I rocked up, and there was Will, who is, for the record, a phenomenal drummer.
He is an incredible drummer.
He is. And a very, very lovely man.
A very handsome man.
A very handsome man.
So as someone who's seen you play both on campus and off campus quite a lot, do you have a preference?
Ooh, well, I mean, it's always fun playing on campus. It's nice to know people, isn't it, when you play? But I mean, there's always, it's always nice playing off campus because it sort of legitimises you a little bit in your head, maybe. Yeah. It might be artificial, but, you know.
Have you got a favourite venue on campus?
We liked playing on James when it was there.
Roger Kirk sounded good.
Oh, yeah.
The acoustics in that room were good too.
David Keto sounded good.
Yeah.
Was it Keto? Keto?
Keto.
No, there's a bit of shade from there, just subtly. Underhand.
Have you got a least favourite?
Ooh,
here we go.
Vanbar. The acoustics in Vanbar are really bad because the floor's hard and all the people sit around the edges. But so there's no central mass, so the sound tends to bounce quite a lot.
If we played in Derwent, I think we'd hate that more.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dido in it. No, joking.
So, guys, going towards your band name, how did you actually come up with that? Is there a story behind it?
There is indeed a story behind it.
Do we get to hear it?
We're called Hearing Rumours, and one of the first times I met Fergie, we got quite pissed in V-Bar together. We're walking back to Halifax, and Fergus meets somebody who's going to remain unnamed for the purpose of this story.
Okay.
And Fergus walks up to him, and in the nicest way possible, you know, we're going to call him Ben for the sake of, he goes, Ben, I've been hearing rumours that you're a bit of a and then I was like, that's really funny.
I don't start with compliments usually.
That's the name we adopted.
That's an incredible story for a band.
No, he did have it coming, to be fair.
He did have it coming. He cheated on his girlfriend.
Oh, wow. We're really getting the inside story here.
I didn't know the girlfriend that well. I was just feeling up for a fight.
So, have you played the Crescent before, or is this the first time?
I think it's the first time.
This is the first time, actually.
I'm a golfer.
What's next? What's next for Hearing Rumours?
A singer.
Please.
A singer.
I mean, yeah.
We're desperate for a singer. Yeah.
When you get that singer, what's the first thing on the agenda? Is there an album in progress? What's going to happen?
We've got like 14 songs. It's getting ridiculous.
We've got a lot of original material. We're going to probably put out an EP before the end of this year. And then... then hopefully just get try and get as many gigs as possible in York and maybe Leeds and Sheffield and Newcastle, places like that.
Yeah, and actually going to your writing style as well, you played a lot of original songs. How do you guys actually write stuff? Because obviously without a singer, how difficult is that?
Yeah, I think we put in lots of the... But Arthur and me sing, yeah. We're not good enough, maybe, so...
I've never heard either of you sing, so I don't believe that for a second.
Now,
come on!
But no, we write songs on our own and then we pull them together and sort them out, so that's fun.
A lot of the time, at home I did a lot of folk music, and that's the sort of kind of jam, but I know.
That's a bit of a change from what I've just heard on stage, isn't it?
It makes sense when you know it, though.
And that's quite a lot of somebody will start playing a chord progression, you join in with some diddly bits, and then somebody will just start making up lyrics about a man on a field and he's walking through the field or something, and we just kind of we very much jump off each other and
spontaneous.
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell on stage how good friends you are. It really shows when you're on stage.
That must be really difficult. Without the singer, it's sometimes hard to get charisma forward, but you guys really just you just ooze that out, to be honest. So
I appreciate that.
I know it's really hard to pretend, to be honest, though I like them both, but
it's a very good job.
Sometimes you see the odd grumpy look from me if they've made a mistake.
So you say, what's they got, an EP coming out? Any future gigs that you want to plug right now?
Will knows.
No, we're playing the Fulford Arms Battle of the Band on the 20th of November.
Which heat is that? Which number?
Final heat. Number 4. So if you could come to that would be absolutely sterling.
Yeah, of course. And obviously you guys look really, really well drilled. How do you actually deal with nerves, if that's something that still is something for you?
Deal with what, sorry?
Deal with nerves. Are you still nervous when you play or
nervous
before you play?
Oh, right. Arthur's gigged a lot in folk scenes, and then I'm a classical pianist, so I've done lots of stuff.
Yeah. Are we ever going to hear that?
Yes, you will, because he plays the piano beautifully.
I'm okay,
You're okay, you're a classically trained pianist.
I tickle the ivories.
We gig occasionally weirdly, we're quite invested in the drag scene in York.
Oh, no. Somehow.
I've heard this story, and I want to hear it again for the listeners. Go on.
Well, basically, we just, Fergie's mate Scott drafts us into these drag gigs. And obviously that sort of stuff is mainly pop, Jenna Walk stuff. Yeah. And that's really good fun to play. Because you're playing behind this 6'7" in stilettos man, dressed up to the ears. Yeah. And he's belting out music. It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. It's good money as well. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Well, maybe a lead singer lies in the drag scene in York, perhaps.
Maybe.
There we go. I can picture that. I can picture all you guys on stage.
To be fair, shout out to Ian.
Yeah. Is it Velmicelli?
Shout out to Velmicelli.
So we always ask at the end of these, are we ever going to see you on Local Lowdown? But I can't imagine an acoustic set from you guys, unless it's folk. Are we going to hear it at some point?
I'll get an acoustic bass.
Maybe the
you.
Piano comes in as well.
Thank you,
folks. Oh, no, the piano could come in. Yeah. I'm determined to play.
I want to hear this.
Maybe one day. See how it goes.
Brilliant. I think that's all we've got time for. But thank you, guys. That was an incredible set.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.